Hello, we're learning the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah in Kabbalah for the student. We're on page 248, item 15. You can download the article in our website. There you can ask questions as well. At Kabbalah TV, selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 15. Now we can understand the words of Hillel Anasi to the proselyte, that the essence of the Torah is love thy friend as thyself. And the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation of it. And even the mitzvot, the precepts between man and God, are regarded as a qualification of that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel. This is the cleansing of the body until one attains a second nature defined as love of others, meaning the one mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately attains dvekut with him.
Meaning that there's not much left to do. The entire Torah, all the corrections of the soul, all in all, we actualize them in the relations between man and his friend. If I have a group, then in it I can reach the end of correction. That's all I need. Very simple. In that, I have everything that I need. To the extent to which I connect to the Ten, to that extent, in it, I reach connection with the Creator. To that extent, I correct myself and am integrated in the state of the final correction. Meaning, all there is actually love another as thyself, which is the great rule of the Torah, which is the general correction of man and the entire system and creation altogether. That's all there is. And so those people that look at it as the main thing, and that everything else only supplements it or accompanies it, these are called Kabbalists. And those people that don't care for it, that don't work on love another as thyself, don't make sure that that's what happens to them, then they're the rest, all the rest of the people. That, of course, they have no connection either to creation, to the purpose of creation, the root of creation.
But one must not wonder why it wasn't defined in the words, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. It is because indeed, with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there is no difference between the love of God and the love of his fellow person. This is because anything that is not him is unreal to him. And because that proselyte asked of Hillel HaNasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, so his goal would be near and he would not have to walk a long way, as he said, teach me the whole Torah while I am standing on one leg. Hence, he defined it for him as love of his friend, because its aim is nearer and is revealed faster, since it is mistake-proof and is demanding.
Questions?
Yeah. Rav, according to what you just explained, and also according to what Baal HaSulam writes, the gist of our work is the mitzvah of love thy friend as yourself. And immediately afterwards, he gets the dvekut. There's no more work after.
Right.
So here's my question. Sometimes we say that there is seemingly work which is not...
It's not work, it's a condition. What do I need the love of friends for? In order to reach love the Creator, connection with Him. So it's a means. Meaning love another as thyself is a means in order to reach adhesion with the Creator, being the final goal. What I have to realize is love another as thyself, and this is the complete realization. But what you need is the intention.
So our engagement with the Creator is only regarding the condition. We have no other work.
No, you can't reach Him unless it's inside the love another as thyself, where you discover Him as the completeness of this condition. It's interesting to see that in every society there are a few naggers that always ask questions. It's interesting. I respect them. But there are only a few, five suppose. And all the rest, keep quiet. Prefer to listen.
Is it reasonable that a person who is engaging in love, thy friend as yourself, feels that he, with time, he loves less and less other people?
Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. Ups and downs. Until he begins relating importance to the action and the outcome with the help of the reforming light. That if, one way or another, he's revolving around it years and years and he doesn't want to touch the group or the ten or the this or the that, but still he doesn't leave, then gradually the old Makif works. And the old Makif works in a special way, meaning the greater his ego, the more outside he is. So the old Makifim work on the Kilim that are further away from the center more strongly. Because in old Makif, the more external the circle, the stronger it is, and then it pushes back the corrupted Kilim.
So love means overcoming, or it's above reason, or what is love? I don't understand what love is.
Suppose this is the center. Here, for example, the most outer circle, Tzvika. A bit further in, it's you. A bit further in, Rachamim. So, who does the strongest old Makif work upon? Tzvika. Then upon you, and later upon Rachamim. Meaning, the worse you are, but that you're firm about it, then the old Makif that advances him the most works on him, but advances him through blows. Advances him by giving him feeling of the contradiction that exists between him and the center. And the center is connection. So here you have connection, and here you have the outside, in short.
But why is that love? Why do you have to be so corrupt and to overcome it?
The opposite of corruption is love.
No.
Can I respond to what you just said about me?
Yeah.
Good. How is it possible that I'm number one and the old Makif works on me in the strongest way? It's impossible.
This is the oppositeness between lights and vessels in the Makifim, in the surrounding vessels.
So what about three and two?
The in Makifim, the external are more important than the internal ones.
So what about number 3 and 2? They're more advanced than me?
Less than you.
Why? If I'm sitting outside, they're inside, they're more towards connection and love, they'll advance.
The light shines upon the difference. It tells you what's the difference between the central point and you. What's the difference? So the difference is that it shines to number 2 and number 3 correspondingly.
Hold on. Where is number 3 regarding his advancement? More than number 1.
Not that corrupt.
No, I don't understand. You drew 1 to 3, and that's very important in my opinion. 3 is much more advanced than number 1, right? Because it's not only Omekif that he gets.
We're not talking about how he advances.
No, where he is.
As always, you're listening to yourself instead of hearing me.
That's possible.
We're talking only about the reforming light, the extent to which the extent of its impact. It works on those that are further away, not just people on the street. They're not in the picture at all. But a person who's in the work, so you and Amit, here we have Tzvika, here we have Amit, and here we have Rachamim. So, this how it works? All of you were working, but by your root of the soul, you're more corrupted. Because Rachamim, he's already retired, and Amit, he's a good guy, he serves in the army or whatever, and you're in the laborers union.
So I'm the most corrupt.
So to the extent of your corruption, you're further away from the correction with all the rest of you guys. And so you have a strong Omakif.
Hearing such a thing from you is a real blessing. But I'm not talking about that. He says that even the precepts between man and God, they're also qualification for a person to reach the final goal. So I'm asking, why do you need love thy friend as yourself? Why do you need this? Yeah, that's not the subject at all. He says that even the precepts between man and God are more than love thy friend as yourself. You explained that a few days ago, and it's the first time I heard that God is more important than love of other. Why is that? Can you explain this today?
It's a result.
What do you mean?
The Creator is a result of all of our corrections.
As if you can skip over your friend?
I don't know how to tell you. There is no Creator. There isn't. But that you imagine some Creator to yourself, it's a result of all of the corrections you achieve with your friends.
Meaning the Creator is more important than the friend? You can skip over that?
No. We achieve love another as thyself in order to achieve love the Creator, your God.
We're continuing in item 16, page 249. In the above words, we find a way to understand our concept from above about the content of that mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself. How the Torah compels us to do something that cannot be done. Indeed, know that for this reason the Torah was not given to our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but was held until the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out and became a whole nation of 600,000 men, of 20 years of age or more. For then, each member of the nation was asked if he agreed to that exalted work. And once each and every one in the nation agreed to it in heart and soul and said, we will do and we will hear, it then became possible to keep the whole of the Torah, and that which was previously impossible became possible. This is because it is certain that if 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard to their friends, will never lack a thing and moreover, that they will keep it with a mighty love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, then it is beyond doubt that no man of the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of that, he becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily keep the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, obeying all the conditions given in items 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah, because now they were capable of keeping it. But before they have multiplied into a whole nation, and certainly during the time of the fathers, who were unique in the land, they were not qualified to truly keep the Torah in its desirable form. This is because with a small number of people, it is impossible to even begin with engagement in mitzvot between man and man to the extent of love thy friend as thyself, as we have explained in items 3 and 4. This is why they were not given the Torah.
Only after they can realize the condition of the Arvut.
There are many people that if you ask them, they can tell you they are engaging in love with a friend as yourself.
Undoubtedly. You saw the meetings you have in Europe. Now in the parliament here in Israel, you'll have an outburst of love.
I'd like to ask about them. Doesn't the light that reform work on them? We said they're outside of where Tzvika is.
Of course it doesn't, because they're not aware, they're not concerned with this, they have no inclination toward it to begin with. Among them, you can't find anyone that has something. You see, something has awoken in Ben-Gurion, the first Israeli prime minister, and he simply ran away. He couldn't.
I'm trying to understand if the light that reforms is the matter of the definition of the work you do. If the goal is dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, only then can the light that reform work? What are they missing?
Who?
The ones who say they work in love thy friend as himself.
They're working on love another as thyself. How?
They think.
No. That's impossible. A person needs to be in a society. He has to get guidance there. It doesn't work simply so, just so. In our universe, he has to build a bubble, a real bubble, artificial one, where he as if keeps the spiritual conditions. And it's called a group of Kabbalists, a closed, sealed, artificial bubble. And there, they start building the atmosphere between them, the conditions, to examine themselves more correctly or not, yes, no, less, more, in accordance with the sources, about the reforming light, yes, no, how much, and later on, regarding the degrees, they find out, they examine how much are they advancing, how much love, how much hate, how much balance is there between them. It's really laboratory work. Who can say that he's dealing with or is engaged in love of friends? Under what conditions? From your ego, from your religion or original nature, you can't do anything with it. Only on condition that you're in a special society, receiving special guidance, in a laboratory, like in a bubble.
What's the guidance and the bubble give you? What's special about them?
Everything. Without that, a person doesn't know what to do, because he's walking around with his nature. And he can create his own philosophy, psychology, different religions, you name it. Everything but real correction.
I'm trying to understand, according to our concepts, what's the difference? What? They don't have the possibility to do but above reason?
They have no guidance. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to act correctly. It's a guidance, or a guidance that the first Kabbalists from Adam HaRishon and on have received. It's called the times of the fathers, forefathers, the sons, until it came to us. Imagine, were you not to read sources by Bala Sulam and Rabash, what would you have? You'd even read other books, but the confusion you'd be in. They don't even know about this method. I love everyone. Like the song goes, who loves you more than I do? We have one guy who really loves everyone, especially the world Kli, Moritz.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends and world Kli. My question relates to the words here about the 600,000 people above the age of 20. If it say 13 years, I'd understand the reference, but why is it 20 years?
20 years, it means that a person is already a grown-up. 13 years, not yet. 13 years, it's that one came out of the will to receive and is in chassadim, to bestow in order to bestow, and to receive in order to bestow, it's from the age of 20 and on.
Does that refer to something, except for the desire to bestow in order to bestow? Is there a source here somewhere? Because from Kabbalists, we hear that the age of 40 refers to Bina.
That's something else. 40, 60, 70. We'll scrutinize that later. But the gadlut, adulthood, is from the age of 20 and on. Where? Haifa. Go ahead.
Is the gist in love of friends the intention? Is the intention the gist of the love of friends?
Yeah. But you can't have an intention without... There's no intention without action. You have to perform different actions for them to keep the intention. An intention without action, that's a ghost. Demons. Chadera.
In a society that is entirely in chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy, how can you awaken the place to work so we really advance towards connection? Feels like slogans, as if we're not really engaging in connection.
That's your problem, that you're not working out of a connection. What do you want from me? You want me to come as a kindergarten teacher, take you by the hands, and start singing? Tell me, what am I supposed to do? We're reading. Later, you have to actualize it. If you don't, what do you want? Imagine that you are a violinist. So you have your instrument, but you only listen to the music. You only listen to music without practicing 5, 7, 10 hours a day. What's going to come out of you? Nothing. If our work in practice isn't actualized, realized in the groups, it's useless. And that's what we see. Once you'll start realizing these actions in the group, you'll see how much you're changing, and you'll see suddenly how much everyone's coming to you. Why? Because they'll feel that there's light in you. It'll draw them. It's like in the drawing. They'll feel that here in the center of your connection, there is something. And suddenly they'll want to come. What a person, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't. He goes from place to place, doing different things. Whatever the upper light guides him to do, this is what he does. And this is how the upper light will guide him to you. If in your connection, there will be light.
At some point of convenience, everyone is in Chafetz Chesed, the light that reforms will correct us, but we don't really go into each other. There's this feeling that nothing will come out of it.
I cannot be connected with others if I am Chafetz Chesed. Chafetz Chesed, he's living in the forest, he has no shirt, and he doesn't need one. This isn't connection.
Ken.
Прежде чем человек сделает, сделаем и услышим.
Before a person reaches, we shall do and we shall hear. Does he know what bestowal clearly means?
No, only out of experience.
So what does he choose? If so?
Without working, sweating in the group, trying to connect everyone, that everyone in his eyes are connected or not connected, doesn't matter, but he works on their connection, on connecting them, as though it all depends on him. Without investing in that, there's no one to talk to. He's just inflating his brains with things that will give him nothing. A person's considered only according to his corrections, how much he is investing.
Item 17. From all the above, we can understand one of the most perplexing phrases of our sages. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This seems to be completely unjust. For is it possible that if someone sins or commits a sin that upsets his Maker, and you have no acquaintance with him, the Creator will collect his debt from you? It is written, fathers shall not be put to death for children. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. So how can they say that you are responsible for the sins of even a complete stranger, of whom you know neither him nor his whereabouts? And if that is not enough for you, see Masechet Kiddushin. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if he performed one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced the whole world to the scale of merit. And if he committed one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the scale of sin. As it is said, one sinner destroys much good. And Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, has made me responsible for the whole world, since he thinks all the people in the world are responsible for one another. And each person brings merit or sin to the whole world with his deeds. This is twice as perplexing. But according to the above said, we can understand their words very simply. We have shown that each of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah revolves around that single mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself. And we find that such a state can only exist in a whole nation whose every member agrees to it.
Meaning that we have to realize, actualize, keep, love another as thyself. This is the goal, and the people of Israel are obliged to do this first and foremost and show others how to do it, and then every person, to the extent to which he can perform the correction and he doesn't, he feels some kind of a negative pressure upon himself in order to advance toward the goal, the very same way the people of Israel experience negative pressure because they're not performing the correction on time, the correction of love another as thyself, not showing everyone the method of connection. And so the only thing that we have left to do is to realize our obligation toward the world and the Creator as soon as possible. Questions? Moscow, okay.
It
says here that before they reach the amount of a whole nation, they were only fathers and only few people. They couldn't keep the Torah in the desired way. Are we in the enough? Do we have enough quantity? What is he talking about here? Quantity or quality?
We are in the last generation where we have to keep it completely holy, and we have to, like he says in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that the method of correction will spread to us, to the rest of the world, and everyone will join. Haifa.
When will the profession of studying this wisdom will be most desired? Today it feels far away.
Right. One will be able to publicize it correctly. Elat.
Rav, thank you very much, Rav. I wanted to know, how can I feel shame, even though we're sitting in such a small group, and to start thinking, this guy, he's delighted in mercy, he's chafetz chesed, and...
Read more, talk less. Read all the time. Read, read, read sources. It'll come. It'll come. You're a good group. You're a good group. Read some more. Study more. Yeah.
You said, previously said, that love thy friend as yourself is only a means to reach the love of the Creator.
Says so, yeah.
Says so. And my question is, if love thy friend as yourself is only a means to reach the Creator, should I perform all the mitzvot? Can a religious person reach the goal faster?
No. Reaches the goal is he who yearns for it.
Thank you.
That's it? Well, you.
If he writes that only a full nation can come to reach
Full nation means a ten, complete nation.
Yeah, so what is this sentence that you need at least two and that's enough?
Also, it's possible, but still, it's much harder. For you to have someone to exercise with, but really, a ten, like Rabash says, this is the complete number. And? Karmiel. Oh, okay, Karmiel.
Good morning, everyone. Rav, my question is, how can I correctly work with the success we see? Something pretty amazing happened yesterday in the first semester. We're heading towards the end, and we were really concerned about people. Will they continue to the second semester? We did a lot of work and a lot of intentions. There was great enthusiasm. It's not clear what happened, but most of the people there enrolled to that second semester. They are continuing.
Excellent.
And so we're talking about people who came to 9 meetings, 18 hours together, and you can really feel a great change in the people from the beginning of the semester until now. How do we connect this correctly to the Creator instead of the efforts we have done. So we don't. Now do we tie the efforts and the success?
We have to learn from what we did. Why did we succeed? To ask them, why are they continuing? What's guiding them? To continue to the second semester. And of course, to thank the Creator for doing it. Sure, it came from above, but still, it's great news. Great news. Oh, say something finally.
One announcement before we conclude. We have a Zohar lesson today at 1:30 p.m. in our website. You can watch us and join. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to intro lectures before we start the Fundamentals course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. It's going to happen all over Israel. Admission is 30 shekels. You need to register, so please do it in our website, www.kab.co.il, or in our phone, 1-700-509-209. Thank you. Have a good day. המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come up. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Si nos dirigimos a un deseo, la unión. Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.